This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. NATO allies rejected Ukraine's demand for no-fly zones on Friday, saying they were increasing support, but that stepping in directly would lead to a broader, even more brutal European war, so far limited to Russia's assault on its neighbor, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
Allies agree that we should not have NATO planes operating over Ukrainian airspace or NATO troops on Ukrainian territory.
Ukraine, a former Soviet republic that wants to join the European Union and the Western military alliance NATO, is not currently a member of either. Support so far has come mainly in the form of far-reaching sanctions on Russia, with EU members on Friday saying more financial punishment was yet to come.
This is the worst military aggression in Europe for decades. With the cities under siege, schools, hospitals, and residential buildings shelled, reckless actions around a nuclear power plant last night, and many civilians killed or wounded.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has called for Western powers to enforce a no-fly zone since Moscow's invasion started 9 days ago. Stoltenberg said NATO understood Ukraine's desperation, calling Russia's war in Ukraine horrific and warning the worst was yet to come, with Russia rolling out more heavy arms.
The days to come are likely to be worse, with more death, more suffering, and more destruction.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the alliance would defend every inch of NATO territory. This is VOA News. More than 1 million Ukrainians have fled the country in the first week of Russia's invasion, according to the United Nations. VOA's Henry Ridgewell reports from the border between Ukraine and Poland, where most of the refugees are fleeing.
Ukraine's western city of Lviv has become a major hub for Ukrainians fleeing Russia's mortars and missiles. The women and children leave behind their homes and their husbands, their fathers, their sons. The men must stay behind to fight. After days of exhaustion and terror, the train carries them over the border and into the safety of Poland. The first stop is Przemysl. Here, they can change trains to travel across Poland and beyond. This family is hoping to reach Lithuania. Anastasia, who does not want to give her full name, said, "We will go on. We will get through it. I hope that everything will end well and that our Ukraine will win. I want to return. I want to go home." Each and every family has a similar story of loss and fear. More than 1 million Ukrainians have now fled the country, according to the United Nations. Most have escaped to Poland. Families divided, a country torn apart. Ukraine's children forced to flee their homeland to an unknown future. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News on the Poland-Ukraine border.
The U.S. Supreme Court on Friday reinstated convicted Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev's death sentence for his role in the 2013 attack that killed three people and wounded more than 260 others, ruling in favor of the federal government. In a 6-3 decision, the justices sided with the U.S. Justice Department's challenge to a 2020 lower court ruling that had upheld Tsarnaev's conviction but overturned his death sentence on the basis that it violated his right to a fair trial under the U.S. Constitution. Lawyers for Tsarnaev, who is 28 now and was 19 at the time of the attack, have argued that he played a secondary role in the marathon bombing to his brother Tamerlan, who they called an authority figure with violent Islamic extremist beliefs. And a suicide bomber struck inside a Shiite Muslim mosque in Pakistan's northwest city of Peshawar during Friday prayers, killing at least 56 worshippers and wounding 194 people, hospital officials said. Find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.